In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Psalm 118, the longest psalm of the Bible, is about the law of God. But the law of God comes from the lawgiver, God. So the psalm is also about the perfect man, the perfect God-man, Jesus Christ. And we must always remember this. Whenever anything is mentioned about the law, we must think of the lawgiver. And this psalm is not only about the law, but also about Jesus Christ. The last verse in the second octave, Psalm 118, 16, 16th verse, says, "On thy statutes will I meditate, I will not forget thy words." This is a promise that we are making. Promises to God are not trifling things, they're important things. If we're going to say this psalm, and by the way, the church says it every single weekday without fail, and sometimes other days as well. If we're going to say this psalm and say a promise to the Lord, then we'd best keep it. What are we promising? We have to understand what His statutes are, and we have to understand how to meditate and how not to forget. On thy statutes will I meditate, I will not forget thy words. This can be taken two ways. One is, more literally, the statutes of God are contained in the Scripture. So we are saying that we will not forget the Scripture. We will memorize the Scripture. We will be so acquainted with the Scripture that we will know it. It will be on our hearts. And we will have it come to mind whenever any problem arises. The other way, and I think the way that really applies to the entire psalm, is that His statutes, our Lord's statutes, come from who He is. They are a reflection of who He is. So if we are to meditate upon His statutes, then we are meditating upon who He is. Now, He's unknowable, and yet He's made Himself, to the extent that human flesh can know God, knowable. How do we meditate upon the unknowable? We become like Him. So this promise, "On thy statutes will I meditate," is a promise that we will learn to be like Him. This is fundamentally salvation. Right in the beginning, in Genesis, the Lord says, "Let us make man in our own image and after our likeness." The Trinity spoke of what His desire was for man, to be made in the image of the uncreated Creator, and then to be able to attain to that likeness of God. This is our purpose. So if we are to understand the statutes of God, we must understand God, from whom the statutes come. And then to understand God, we must become like Him. So this is a promise that we will become like God, that we will struggle to know Him. Christianity is a moral struggle. In our day, many people speak of Christianity and there is no moral struggle. Even inside of Orthodox churches, moral struggle is not talked of. But Christianity is a moral struggle. Christianity is a struggle to be rid of our passions and to be filled with light. And that is, there is an effort involved in doing this. Now, how do we learn these things? It's not a book learning experience. Certainly, we should read the book, especially the Gospels. But even if we memorize the Gospels, the way that we meditate upon His statutes, it's not to know all of the words, but to have the words change our behavior, and not just our behavior, but who we are. Externally, a man can change his behavior based upon whatever environment he's in. If his boss will fire him for loafing, he doesn't loaf when he's working, when the boss is there. But still, the desire to be lazy is still there, and when the boss is not there, he's lazy. This is not what happens in the Christian. The Christian becomes different. The Christian becomes transfigured and changed. And this is the meditation upon the commandments that is the most powerful, is to become a new creature. This is practical experience, daily experience. Now the psalmist David, the psalm doesn't have a title, an author, but many of the fathers think it's David, and I do too, says, I will not forget thy words. Forgetfulness is one of the major passions of the soul. Everybody has it to varying degrees. Forgetfulness causes all kinds of sins. Forgetfulness masquerades as other things, including things that we consider to be good. I need to work hard and then I need my rest. And because of that, I don't pray or I don't go to church. That's forgetfulness. I feel I don't have enough time because my life is so busy, and therefore I don't do things that are good for my soul. That's forgetfulness. Many times we are forgetful of God, basically all the time. You know, some of you, that one of my favorite parts of the scripture is about the Gergesenes. And I'm always struck by when the Lord healed the man, cast out the demons, the people who were keeping the pigs came to the Lord and said, leave us. And he did. And life went on. They got more pigs. They went on living. But they were dead because light had come to them and they had turned away from the light. And they didn't even know it. This, I think, is forgetfulness. When we just don't even know that God visits us all the time. We should make up our mind, and with God being our helper, that we would not be forgetful. This does not mean that you have to memorize Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It would be a good thing if you did. But not only for the purpose of knowing the words, but for becoming what the words are. We remember what is important to us. Maybe that's not completely true. I hope it isn't, because I don't remember my children's birthdays, but that's a different thing. But for the most part, we remember what is important to us. And certainly in spiritual things, we remember what's important to us. So are the commandments of God important to us? Then we must meditate upon them. So how do we meditate? By living the Christian life. By struggling to follow the commandments. By trying to change every day. That's how we meditate upon the commandments, upon the statutes of God. Remember that His statutes are not arbitrary rules. In the world, there's lots of arbitrary rules, but with God, there are no arbitrary rules, not one. Every commandment has a purpose, or should I say, is from He who gives us purpose, God. Every commandment is because of who God is. So every single one is important and is not arbitrary. So if we struggle to follow the commandments, to love, to be humble, to be chaste, to have compassion for others, to not be forgetful concerning holy things, to have temperance, and all the rest, then we are meditating upon the statutes of God. That's what I think about when I read this psalm, and I read this psalm quite often. And that's why I want to talk about this psalm. Because every single verse is something that opens up for us, or it should, both who God is and who we are, and how we can become like a God. That's what the psalm fundamentally is about. It's about the God-man Jesus Christ and how to become like Him. It's important stuff. It has 176 verses all about the same thing, the law of God. May God help us such that we can say, on thy statutes will I meditate, and I will not forget thy words, and we will not be liars. And we will keep our promise.